here's a story from The World.
The global supply chain backup remains a problem. You might be painfully aware of that if you've ordered something online that still has not arrived. But people who actually work to keep these global supply chains running, they're in a limbo of a different kind. Our China correspondent in Shanghai, The World's Rebecca Canther, spoke with a merchant mariner on a ship that usually carries goods between China and the U.S.
Madeline Walchko is 28 years old. She's from Washington State, and she's the second mate on a container ship that's docked here in Shanghai. The ship is huge, the length of nearly 3 football fields.
So this ship is on what's called the Asia run. The only ports we hit in the United States are L.A. and Oakland in California.
Her ship arrived in Shanghai in early February. After the crew quarantined and unloaded their cargo, the ship needed some maintenance.
So over the course of these ships' lives, they go through a lot. They get very rusty. They get beat up. You don't really realize how much these ships flex, but they do because they're very long and they're made of metal. So when it's a 22-year-old ship, it requires a massive amount of work.
So the crew hunkered down to wait for the repairs to be finished. They thought it would take about 5 weeks. But then Shanghai's COVID lockdown began, and the shipyard crew was forced to leave before finishing the repairs. So now Walchko and her crewmates are stranded in Shanghai, restricted to their ship for nearly 3 months now.
We had to pump like rainwater every time it rains. We had a lot of days where we didn't have electricity, multiple days where our toilets wouldn't flush.
Walchko has been using her photography skills to document the ordeal. She's been regularly uploading videos and photos on Instagram and YouTube.
It's just like a kind of an opportunity in itself to be able to show some of the things that happen to merchant mariners all over the world that no one really gets to see.
Walchko's video series is a lively production, and it's full of salty language as well. In the first episode, the crew accepts a shipment of food from the Shanghai government to supplement their dwindling supplies. There are peppers, cucumbers, and 8 giant winter melons, each one the size of a toddler. They're common in China, but the U.S.-based crew clearly doesn't know what to do with them.
They boiled it with, like, onions, and it was not very good.
There's even candid interviews with her crewmates.
My time work is 4 to 8 in the morning and 4 to 8 in the afternoon.
Here's one with crew member Ernesto Lagramada, who was born in the Philippines and lives in Seattle.
When is the final words that we are living in this area? Because I'm so really, really homesick. I want to see my deep mom and my farm. I miss my cow. I miss my chicken. I miss my dog. I miss my cat. I miss my goat.
Walchko says her crewmates have enjoyed being part of the video project.
Yeah, I think it gives people a sense of being heard and seen, and then they can talk to their families through the camera, you know, and their families can watch it over and over again, which has been super sweet. It just melts my heart, being able to provide that.
She says that since the start of the pandemic, extended shipping delays have become more common for merchant mariners.
One of the great parts of shipping, you go to different countries, you can get off the ship and go eat the cuisine and explore a little, and that part of shipping has been totally off the table since 2020 because of COVID.
But the more immediate problem for Walchko and her crewmates is when they get to leave Shanghai. Repairs are stalled and their ship is still far from being seaworthy. Walchko and her crewmates haven't set foot on land for months now.
We're still totally in shambles here. And then we have 3 ports in Asia before we're even able to go back across the ocean to get home after this. It's just so far into the future that I'm not even thinking about it.
For now, Madeline Walchko says she's just going to keep on documenting the whole experience, hoping to create something from the insanity. For The World, I'm Rebecca Canther in Shanghai.